7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
Let's
1.
Do this.
Begin transmission.
Okay, yeah, cows. Cows are everywhere. Because the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm inordinately proud of that fact for no reason in particular. And I gotta drink some tea. Pour it up here. Alright, first things first. I'm extraordinarily messed up today. Once again, we've got blazing heat. Triple digits. It's over 40 degrees, and I don't need to go into the details, but I couldn't sleep, and then I got up super ultra duper late, and yeah, so now I'm barely functional, and I have a feeling I'm gonna stay up all night. That'll be fun. Maybe I'll get something done. I don't know. Maybe I'll be productive. Who knows? Oh, yeah. Good tea. I'm drinking the Jade Jieguanyin today. Yeah. So that's good. All right. So let's not focus on the bad. Let's focus on the awesome. What happened last night? What has gone down in the last 24 hours? Well, I had a super fun time yesterday. Yeah, I had super fun. I went over to my friend Brian's house. He said, yeah, come over. And I said, yeah, okay. And so I went over to his house, and he was hanging out with his kids, who were always hilarious. He's got a 9-year-old son who cracks me up. And his son's got a friend who also is most humorous. These two together are an interesting pair. They humor me a great deal. And so we ate some tacos. We had a bunch of tacos. And we had some brownies. And we played a lot of pool. Played a lot of nine ball. Playing that nine ball. I love to play nine ball. So we did that for a while. And we were talking about all kinds of crazy stuff, including, but not limited to, American college football. And synthesizer stuff. And other music-related things. And wackiness. And we talked about, how to wire up some LEDs into his pachinko machine. And fix his pinball machine. His pinball machine, the logic board is gone wonky. Probably just old caps or something. That's a pinball machine from 1980. Or at least that's the last tax stamp on it. It's probably earlier than that. Probably made in the mid to late 70s. It's a Silver Ball Mania machine. It's very cool. As I was leaving Brian's, he said, oh yeah, do you want some of this stuff? Do you want any or all of this stuff? And he indicated a large green tub full of stuff. And I took one look into that green tub and I said, yes, I want all of that stuff. And look who's just arrived. Hi. Hello. It's my kitty, Peppa. You heard me talking, didn't you? You said, oh, I don't want to sleep anymore. I want to go down and see what's happening downstairs. Yeah, who's a good baby? You're a good fluffy baby hello. So, I took the green bin, the green plastic tub full of stuff. Hi, yeah, you can rub your face against the microphone all you want. You're gonna have to talk if you want water. If you want kitty water, you have to talk. On the radio! The cat's now licking my thumb that's holding the microphone. And so, as I was grabbing the green tub of stuff and walking out to my car, actually, I wasn't carrying it. Brian was carrying it out to my car. I had my hands full of some other stuff. And I said, oh, by the way, when I was driving over here, I was driving by that florist on Maple Street, and I noticed they had an interesting sign. And he said, oh, are you going to listen to it? And I said, yes, yes, I am. And he's like, yeah, I want to hear that. I haven't heard any of that yet. Because I've told him about this concept before, but apparently he hasn't heard any signs yet. So I said, cool, yeah, I'll probably record it. I'll email you. And so I did that. I drove home. I brought the green plastic tub full of stuff into the house. And then I grabbed my sign and light demodulating gear, and I drove back out and I went to the florist and I parked right in front of the sign, and I got some I got a cool recording of that, about 30 seconds of that. And then I went next door to another business, a mulch store. They sell shredded up bark and trees. And they have a really good sign too, or at least I thought it was really good. It wasn't all that great, but I got some more. I recorded some of that too, and we're going to listen to that later. We'll listen to a little bit of that later. What are we going to do in the meantime? Well, the first thing we got to do is we got to see what's in this big old green tub of stuff, because, I haven't checked it out fully yet, and I know there's some great stuff in there. So before we do that, I'm going to go water my cat, because this looks like a very thirsty kitty who wants some kitty water. Do you want some kitty water? Do you want the kitty water? It's so good! Are you thirsty, baby? Apparently, I have thirsty baby. So, what we're going to do here is I'm going to drop some music in, water the cat, and I'll be back in a second. Thank you.
Japanese kabedon.
Oh, the Japanese kabedon. Well, I guess we can only expect a kabedon because we were listening to some YMO there. Ooh, that was scary. Not the YMO, I mean the kabedon, obviously. Okay, so I've managed to water the cat, and she's still in there drinking the water, so I've taken the lid off of the big plastic green tub here, and oh my goodness, look at all the good stuff that we got from Brian. Okay, where do I even start? Oh, first of all, look what we got. Beautiful. One, two, three of one of my very favorite of all time kind of light fixtures. The standard, buy them at the hardware store, really cheap, clip-on spun aluminum pan reflector light fixtures. I don't know if they have an official name or not, but I love these things. Why do I love them so much? Is because when I was a 14-year-old child and I was trying to, you know, build a lighting system, well, this is all I could afford. So, yeah, I'm glad that I have these. Thanks, Brian, because one of my reflectors got kind of smashed up, and then I've got another two of these that got used for other things because I tend not to do any lighting anymore, but when I do, I tend to use better light fixtures. So I've got one of these up in the war room, and I've got one down in the basement, and so, yay, I've got three new ones. And these are much, much newer than my old crappy ones. So, yay. All right, what's in the rest of the box here? Oh, wow, we got all kinds of little boxes and a couple of bags and Vasis Los. Here's an interesting little light fixture. This is apparently an outdoor sort of garden light. And it's LEDs. It's how many LEDs? Well, there's 10, there's another, wait, how do you do this? How do you count this? 9. What's 9 plus 9? 18 plus 7. 18 plus 7 LEDs, and there's a little red lens in front of it to make it colorful. The back is coming off, but, well, we can reattach that later. This is meant to go outdoors and shine on something. I could make something red outdoors. Ooh, that'll be fun. All right, here's a little clamp and a spring thingy for these lights. Cool. And okay, what else is in the rest of the box here? There's something in this bag. What is it? Ah, it is a regular incandescent light bulb, the rating of which I cannot read because it's white on white. And we've got another bag or bags here. Oh, I can tell this is a PAR 38 lamp just by the shape of it. So what's in this bag? Nice. A yellow PAR 38 lamp. Sweet. I don't have any yellows. I barely have any PAR 38s at all anymore. I got a few, but what's in this lamp? Okay, I mean, what's in this bag? We've got another lamp. We've got another lamp of some kind. What? What is this thing? It looks like it's supposed to be a PAR 38 lamp, but it's got a speaker in it. What the hell, damn guy? What is this thing? I don't know. We'll set that aside. That's going to require some further inspection and possible investigations. And then in this bag, what do we have? Yes, another PAR 38 yellow lamp. Nice, nice, nice. Great. I got two PAR 38 yellow. Okay. Now, what else do we have in here? Wow. Here's another little red lens for this outdoor light fixture. We got one, two, three, four. We got four boxes that have PAR 38 lamps in them. Oh, beautiful. Three of which are blue. Yay! These are the toughest ones to get. So we got three blue PAR 38s and a red 38. PAR 38. Nice, nice, nice. And now we've got some packages of single bulby bulbs, regular sort of bulbs. Oh, wow. Look at this. Here we go. We got, what is it? Is it UV or is it? Okay, I've got three compact fluorescent lamps that look like they might be ultraviolets, or maybe they're just purples. It doesn't say. It just says great for mood, porch lights, moods, parties, sports, charities. Because, you know, charities, they need colorful lighting. So there's three of those. There's a blue. Beautiful. I know where I'm putting that. Yeah, okay, and here we go. Here we go. And now we are getting into the truly bizarre. Okay, one, two, what is this? Three. Okay, and this oddball. Okay, we got three more compact fluorescents, and these are ultraviolets. Nice. And then there's an old, where did he find this? I'm dying to know. There's an old incandescent ultraviolet. Wow. And this, the packaging looks 70s, and it's got 25 cents written on it in crayon. It looks like it might have been sold at a garage sale or a car boot sale. This is a 75-watt blacklight bulb. It fits into every household lamp. It has a life expectancy of 480 hours under normal use. This blacklight bulb gets very hot when in use and should be cooled before touching. Yeah, no kidding. All right, and the last thing in the box is another unusual lamp that I've never seen before. It's apparently green. It's in the shape of an incandescent light bulb, but it is LED. And it says LED green, uses only 3 watts, 25,000 hours of life. Well, we'll see about that. I'm putting this aside because I want to hear that. I want to see if that makes any interesting sounds, because it very well could. And I don't know what this speaker thing is, but oh, I like it. Okay, so I'm going to put these PAR 38 yellows back in here. Very excited. And I know I got a green upstairs and I got a red upstairs. I might have an old blue laying around, but I don't know. But wow, now I got all the colors. Now, can I fit all of this stuff back into the green bin? Maybe. Close enough. Okay, I'm excited. I've got all this lighting stuff, and maybe I can use some of it for my show, because these light fixtures and incandescent lamps go well with my color organ. I have an old style color organ. It's a lighting effect from, I don't know, the 40s, 50s, 60s. It was popular with hippies. And so I knew there was a lot of light organs in the 70s. Oh, and this is my, this is kind of my go-to sort of lighting effect. When I need something and I've got nothing, I get out the color organ and I plug three different colored lights into it and then run an audio signal into it, and it makes the audio signal modulates the lights. And that's all fun and dandy. Oh, I gotta move. Yeah, there we go. And sit down. What is this thing with the speaker on it? What is this light bulb looking thing with the speaker on it? Maybe we better investigate. But before we do that, Let me play you the recording that I made last night of the two signs. This is only 1:08 long, and the first 30 seconds are the sign at the florist, and then the second 38 seconds is the sign at the mulch place, the landscaping mulch store. So, hit it! Okay, cool. You know, the first one, the florist sign, is actually pretty nice. It's really musical and warbly and booly 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 makes lovely sounds. And that second sign is kind of intense, very sort of industrial death. But now I'm thinking I kind of want to figure out what the hell this thing is. This thing that looks like and is approximately the size of a PAR 38 lamp, but it's plastic. It's got a lamp base, and it screws right into the light fixture. The big question is, why does it have a speaker? This makes no sense. What is in it that makes sound? Light bulbs don't make sound. He says, after he just played a recording of light bulbs making sound. So now I'm wandering through my house looking for a place to plug this in. Hi! Yeah, I'm looking for a place to plug this in. Can you recommend a good spot? Okay, I'll follow you then. My cat's trying to tell me something. What are you trying to tell me? Look, you have plenty of... No, we're not going outside. No, we're not going outside. Look at the damn thermometer. You can see it from here. It says 101. Yeah, that's American measurements, not kitty measurements. That's about 40. I'm not going to do the math. I'm going to go over here. All right, so let's go back over here where we have the open... place to plug in the thing, and it's right next to my light sculpture that has the fairy light in it, which I could now replace with a compact fluorescent if I was so inclined. All right, plugging the thing in. It's plugged in. Oh, the light came on. It is a light. It's flickering a little bit. It's kind of annoying, but maybe it's just warming up still. It's getting brighter. I don't hear any sound coming out of the speaker, which is very, now that the light is on, yeah, it's very obviously a speaker. And now I'm wondering why there is a light bulb with a speaker in it. Does this make any sense to anybody else? I'm beginning to wonder if this is some kind of stupid Bluetooth thing. Because it's just a tiny speaker. It's only, at best, 3 centimeters in diameter. What are we getting out of this? Nothing. Why am I staring into this light? I don't know. Let's move it over to the side. It doesn't appear to be making any sound. I'm holding it up to my ears. I'm going to have to drop an email to my friend Brian and say, hey, did you mean to give me this thing? What is this supposed to be? What is it? I do not understand. I'm turning it off because I no longer wish to stare into this light bulb, because now I've got some retinal burn-in. It's donut-shaped. There's a yellow donut with reddish frosting around the edges burnt into my vision now. Yeah, that'll go away here in a bit. What about this green thing? Maybe we should hook some stuff up. Yeah, okay. Hold on a second. Let's start setting all this stuff up. You know, wait. No, you know, I am only now realizing what time it is. And we're not going to have time to fit this in today because, first of all, I need to take this lamp out of this crazy packaging, get it into the light fixture, get the fixture back up there. Then I got to set up all of the light demodulation equipment, take it upstairs with the light. That's going to take about 4 or 5 minutes, and we don't have 4 or 5 minutes. So I think we'll save this for tomorrow or some other time, because I'm thinking about my hair. I want perfect hair.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me
Japanese Kabuton.
I love that one. All right, my cat has returned. Hi, Dingins. Who's a fluffy baby? Somebody wants some more water. And I think I'm going to need some food here pretty soon, so we should probably wrap this up, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should, Peppa. What are we going to talk about? Nothing.
Oh my God, we've got a minute to kill yet still, don't we? Good Lord. Alright, so let me tell you about my plans for the day. I'm going to sit here, do nothing, try not to die from the heat, and then stay up all night because I slept past noon today, and oh, this is just going to be terrible. And maybe we can do something cool tomorrow. I don't know what, but I don't know. Maybe mess with that green light bulb. And we'll call it the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on End of the Line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yes, yes, yes. What am I going to eat? Oh, the tedium. Tobe escapes.